Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon. This is Ruth, your hostess of Why Me Diabetes, and we've got my cohort, Kiki, and we're going to be talking about dental care, and we're also going to have a recipe for you, some chicken and spinach recipe, and we're just going to have a good Tuesday, the last Tuesday in the month of July. It's been a hot month all the way west to east, all the way. It's been hot, and if I'm a little scattered today, I am. I just had a visit with a new doctor, and I'm just all scattered. So bear with me. I'll get it together. Sometimes, you know, when we do have new doctors, they put us at another level. Sometimes we have doctors that we can't understand, and we have a translator. They put us at another level, and that's where I'm at today. But I'm going to be on target. I got Kiki with me. She's going to keep me on target. And remember, the Black Diabetic Foundation is a nonprofit organization. Our goal, our vision, our mission is to improve the quality of life for people of color that is a diabetic. And that includes Asian, Black, and Hispanic. So that your life can be more longer and you can enjoy your surroundings, you can travel, you can do everything that you want to do as a person. Today, we always remind people that you can reach us on Twitter, Facebook, Why Me Diabetes, or Blog Talk Radio on Tuesdays and Thursdays, or whymediabetes.org. Or you can call us at 281-286-9152. Once again, 281-286-9152. And remember, the Why Me Diabetes has the three E's, education, eating, and exercising. You need all three to maintain a good quality of life. So on the education side of it today, we're going to be talking about dental care. You know, as children, we'll always be taking them to the dentist because they may have an overbite or an underbite. But as we become adults, we have other problems. And some of the other problems can include gingivitis. And sometimes when you need to let your doctor know, your medical doctor and your dentist know what medications you're on, because certain medications will cause you to have bleeding gums, and that's called gingivitis. And if you have that, then whatever advice that they give you, please follow it, because it'll panic somebody if you're brushing your teeth and they come in the bathroom and they see the blood. And they'll panic and may put you in a panic. So let everybody know that you suffer from gingivitis, and that is bleeding gums. And medication makes the gums real tender, and every time you brush, it will do that. And you need to check with your doctor to see what type of brush you need so that you can eliminate that. Another problem that you may have with dental care, you may have halitosis. Halitosis is bad breath. Now, some people eat garlic and onions, and it sets them at another level. Now, if you have cavities. That will cause dental problems. That'll cause halitosis. And cavities come about because you you don't brush your teeth, you don't floss, and you get food particles up there, and it rottens in the part of the teeth, the tooth, and it rottens out, and it smells sometimes, and you constantly brush it, and eventually the teeth will fall out, or you'll have it pulled out, one to the other. But that's the cavities. That's because you don't brush, you don't floss, you don't rinse. And I know that when you're at school, you're at work, you can't always do those things. But you got to find a way that after you eat, maybe go in the bathroom and rinse real good to get some of the food particles out. Also, do you brush your tongue? A lot of people that are mouth breathers at night breathe through their mouth, so their tongue is completely dry. And they have the food particles all over their mouth. Another problem, do you brush the roof of your mouth? That causes bad breath also. So these are the education component of dental care. Dental care is very important. It is part of one's appearance. It, you know, I am very sensitive because I have a few missing tooth. We call it the picket fence. I'm very sensitive of my appearance. And if I got to smile, I really don't smile because I got one tooth that is shorter than the other. Because I was greedy and tried to eat some sunflower seeds and it cracked the tooth. And I'm just like you. I don't always make it to the dentist as I should. I always tell everybody, I practice what I preach. If I go to the doctor like everybody else, I would be in a better shape. But I'm human. And you get tired of always running to the doctor. So I don't make it always. So I practice what I preach. I'm just like you. I don't make it always. So we're all in this together. And we all are trying to live a better, healthier lifestyle. The second E is eating. What do you eat? Where is my little girl, Kiki? She's supposed to be talking about healthy food. But anyway, Kiki, talk about healthy food.
Okay, healthy food is one of the important food you should ever eat. Because remember, no sugar food. Like, no sugar. No, it's not anything that has stuff that that is bad for you.
Like, you can also eat, like, carrots that are good for your eyes.
To make you see better.
We talk about teeth.
Oh, and also about your teeth, you should change your tooth mostly, like, every week, but, yeah. And make sure you brush your gums, too, but not too hard, but just sometimes, but not every day. Then they would get irritated.
You should brush your teeth twice a day. That's when you brush your teeth in the morning and after. Some people do three times because they have breakfast, lunch, and then dinner. But then either way.
So yeah, every time you eat food, you should brush your teeth after you're done. Because brushing your teeth is one of the important things ever. Well, not important things ever, but it's important.
Like, she means it's really important, but not important in, like, the mainly, like, on it.
Okay. That was Tierra and Kiera, my two that try to keep me on track, and they do a good job of it. Good job of it.
Yep.
Today,
yep.
For our cooking and our eating, remember, you want sugar-free and everything. You want sugar-free gum, sugar-free candy, sugar-free dressing, anything that you want to eat.
That has sugar.
The sugar-free.
You should get the sugar-free, all the sugar-free things. But it's hard to see most of everything with sugar-free because most of it don't have sugar-free. So if it don't have sugar-free, don't get it. Or just stay away from it for a couple of days and then you can eat it.
Okay, now we're going to make spinach chicken. You need some fresh spinach. You will need some drumsticks. And you will need your seasoning and a bag. So take the skin off of the drumstick. Pull all of the skin off the drumstick. Now, you can, on your spinach, let's go back to that, I forgot. On your spinach, if you buy the spinach that's already picked and washed, then you're okay. But if you buy the fresh spinach where you got to pick it and wash it, you should have done that before you got your chicken ready. So your spinach is all ready in a bowl. Get you a casserole dish. Put your seasoning on your drumstick. And then wrap your drumstick in a spinach leaf. Now, depending upon the size of your drumstick, if it is a thick one, then you're going to need two spinach leaves to wrap it all up. Wrap that drumstick in the spinach leaf. Put it in your oven for 45 minutes. And I have to warn you that the spinach, when it's done, it's going to look a little slimy. And you're going to need a fork and a knife to eat this. You can't eat it just with your hand. It's not a finger food. So you got to eat it with a knife and a fork. And when you do your seasoning, I always use lemon pepper. I don't use any other seasoning. And this is a dish that someone that I knew that lived in India brought to a potluck and been eating it ever since. I like knowing what other nationalities eat and how they cook because it makes it my cooking enjoyable. And remember, we call my kitchen Reese and Ruth Creation.
Also, brushing your teeth is important for several reasons.
Several what?
Several reasons.
Right.
Like,
yeah, we try to be creative in every meal, breakfast, lunch, dinner, and snack. We try to be creative, and, you know, we all eat basically the same food, chicken, turkey, fish, beef, pork, but how you cook it makes a difference.
And if you're doing creative stuff like my Nana and my cousin Reese, you should make sure you do not put that much sugar things. Like, make it, like, sugar-free. Because, remember, do not eat things of sugar or sweets. Because do not eat that a lot. Because that's bad for you.
That's right.
And have you heard that you should only take care of your teeth? You know how some teeth are wiggly and stuff and got about to be falling out? Well, the scientist says you don't really have to take care of it, only your good and healthy teeth.
That's right. You see, in this household, everybody practice good health. Everybody practice good health.
Everybody brush their teeth, too, every time they eat.
That's right. If you can't brush, floss. If you can't brush, floss, rinse. All of that is very important
yes.
for your personal appearance and your dental care. I also need to let you know, if you need your teeth maybe to be cleaned or whitened, go to your local college dental department. They usually have some kind of program where that the dental hygienists are training, and you can get a good discount on teeth, flossing and training and stuff like that. But go to your local college and go to the dental department, and they have all kinds of programs where that you can get it at maybe a half price. It's not to knock the dentist out, but you can go more often.
And starting early is very good
when they get your
practice.
Early with good dental practice is when you get your what they call the baby tooth.
Yeah.
And then when the baby teeth comes out, then your permanent teeth come in. And if you've got a good practice started with your children, then they will grow up with that practice. Starting at an early age is extremely important, extremely, because they learn by experience. So this is why I want to mention to you about the dental hygienist, and you can go more often, because I know money is tight, and I know doctors charge an arm and a leg, and we just have to do the best that we can do. The third E is exercising. How much exercise do you do a day? Most of us do marginal. And that means that we need to do exercise in the upper arms, stretch them so you can reach the sky. We need to do sitting down marching. You sit at your dining room table or at the bed, and you march like you're in a band. And you're marching left, right, and you always, we should be at a point now where we can do about 30 of every exercise that we have been doing.
Especially when your teeth is, like, messed up and you can't do nothing about it, you want to go to the dentist, even though they charge you a lot, you can ask a friend, neighbor, or somebody you know closely, and you can ask them if they can help you out with some money.
All right. As we come back to exercising, sometimes people don't realize your arms, your hands. You open up your arms, straighten it out as straight as you can be, and then bring it back to your shoulders. Straighten it out as far as you can and bring it back to your shoulders. You need to do about 15 of those. Also, a lot of people don't realize that their hands, we need to be exercising our hands. Open, close, open, close. You should do at least 20 of those easily, left to right, left to right. And because sometimes as we get older, our body tightens up, the muscles tighten up. So as diabetics, we cannot afford the tightening up because the muscle gets stiff, then we have a problem.
Oh, and also when you're at parties, and most parties have food that are not good for you, and sometimes you just forget that you need to eat healthy, and most of the time when you're at parties, they have, like, a lot of candy, like at birthday parties, a lot of cake, and make sure you just eat just, like, a little bit, so, yeah.
Especially Halloween just right around the corner, so make sure you be healthy around Halloween and take your granddaughters, grandsons, or sons or daughters trick-or-treating.
Yeah, that is so true. Halloween is right around the corner. In about 2 to 3 months, it'll be Halloween.
And plus,
everybody likes trick-or-treat, give me all you got to eat, theory. Well, you can't be eating all that sweet. All that sweet is going to cause tooth decay.
Yeah.
And most of the time you get a toothache, it's going to be in the middle of the night. And, oh, that is painful.
That is so painful. And make sure you just go to a couple of houses, because if you go to a couple of houses, you wouldn't get that much candy and have toothaches.
that's right. And but always eat plenty of fruit.
And
always eat plenty of fruit.
And just because you see all the candy that everybody else has and it looks so yummy, but still, try to keep your eyes off of that. Try to keep your eyes on healthy things.
One of what my mom does is she always gets on yogurt because then she knows if she eats a lot of snacks, then she's going to have a terrible toothache. So she gets on yogurt from Walmart, or you can get yogurt wherever they sell them at, and she'll buy some yogurt and she'll eat them because she don't want to have any sweets.
Right.
Also the combo yogurt. Oh, it's so good, but that combo yogurt is not that. It don't have that much calories. I mean, it doesn't have that much sugar. Well, it doesn't really because it's yogurt. And yogurt is made with no sugar. It's sugar-free.
Yogurt is good for you in several ways. Yogurt is good for you to prevent you from having urinary tract infection. Yogurt is good for you because it helps keep the weight down. Yogurt is good for you, make you think you're eating ice cream if you get the right flavor. So yogurt is good all the time. One thing that I forgot to tell you is that when you are exercising, you need to do at least 15 minutes a day. At least 15 minutes a day of exercising. The best two is water aerobics and walking. They are the best. They help you keep your muscles loose in the right area so that they don't constrict. It also helps you take off weight. So walking and water aerobics are the best too. And remember, diabetics, young, old, male, female, kids, teenagers, walking and keeping the weight off.
And running, too. But don't run too much because you can, well, if you run too much, you can get exhausted, too. And plus,
remember also, when you are out there jogging and running and whatever, you want water. You want water, not that fruit drink that they said that you should drink. That causes dehydration when you're out jogging or running and you build up that sweat. So
yeah.
Always mm-hmm. have a bottle of water.
Yeah, and what Sarah's saying, she tried to say when she kept saying, if you don't eat, if you're running too long and it's really hot because this is summertime, and then you're getting all sweaty and you need to bring plenty of cold water, not hot or warm, cold water.
Cool water. Because like she said, if you're out and running and you burn up, get overheated, you can cause a heat stroke or you can cause heat exhaustion. And that is very bad for you. And because it is hot now, it's hot in the morning, it's super hot around noontime, cool off around 5. But remember also, do this with another person. Because there are a lot of people out there that will violate you, and you don't want to get mugged or anything like that. And if you got your little your iPad with you or your iPhone or whatever, and you got your earpiece in, and you're not paying attention to your surroundings. And we want you to be safe when you're out there, so you can come back and live a good diabetic life. Make your diabetic journey one that you will not forget, one that will be improving the quality of your life and everyone else that's around you. And let other people know what's going on with you so that they so that they can help you accomplish your goals. Diabetes is not the end of the world. It's a difficult time, and we all have difficult times with our major illness. Diabetes is one that is running wild. And when I say wild, that's because a lot of people do not, and I'm notorious too, do not always take care of themselves the way that we say we should. And as long as we're humans, we are going to make those mistakes. It's when we don't correct them, it becomes a problem. And we all get tired of the finger sticks. We all get tired of eating small portions. We all get tired of not sitting down, have a nice old barbecue rib. I understand that. But if you do it in moderation and once in a great while, you'll be okay. It's when we don't do it. That's when we run into problems. That's when our body starts responding to other things. That's when we have to maybe have surgeries and things like this. But if you do everything in moderation and turn your life around, eat healthy, and encourage other people to eat healthier. If you have a friend that eat healthier with you, you enjoy it more. But if you got to eat by yourself, you don't enjoy it. And sometimes I know that when you're in the workplace, you may not can take your lunch with the people that you associate with. But try to make it an enjoyable lunch. Even if it's coffee and yogurt, make it enjoyable. Also, at the dinner table, make it a conversation where everybody wants to become healthy, wants to live a healthier lifestyle. Encourage everyone to go to the dentist on a regular basis. If you got insurance, find out how often they will pay and what part they will pay so that your dental care can get the full benefit of that policy. And whatever your policy is, try to take advantage of it because you're paying for that policy. And if you're paying for a root canal and you need it, you take it. Because with these insurance policies, you never know when they will belly up. So try to take it, stay abreast of your dental policy. And always ask your doctor if there's something new is coming up. I want to take this time to thank all of you. Today has been a difficult day for me because it was my doctor day, and my doctor and I are having a little difficult time understanding each other. But I will follow, and I will try to do my best. But we always got to remember the doctor works for me and you. We don't work for him. And so I want to thank you for listening to me. I appreciate you. I need you. And remember, I love you, but God loves you more. I also want to thank Kiki and Sierra and Reese, my three grandchildren that are here with me, to help me stay on target and focus. I also thank Jumpstart Media. She has been with me from day one. And that goes a long, long, long way. But you can make a difference in someone else's life by encouraging them to visit Blog Talk Radio, WhyMeDiabetes.org, And remember, football is on the way. We love you, but God loves you more. Bye-bye.